It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. First Command, firstcommand.com. DuPage Credit Union, for more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. They look forward to serving your financial interests. DuPageCU.com. Donate today to the We've Got Your Back campaign and feel good knowing you are helping fill backpacks for over 4,000 local students who are unable to afford them. And feel good knowing 100% of the proceeds raised will go to their worthy cause. Sponsored by DuPage Credit Union in partnership with the DuPage Regional Office of Education. This institution is not federally insured. To learn more or to make a donation, stop by the DuPage Credit Union branch office or DuPage or visit DuPageCU.com/community. That's DuPageCU.com/community. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Give them a call for a free introductory class. That's 630-355-6240 or check out their website at ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And by Sullivan Steakhouse, SullivanSteak.com. Mad Landscaping, let them do your spring maintenance. Give them a call for a free estimate on your spring maintenance or lawn mowing or any kind of cleanup. It's their number to call is 630-664-1612 or 708-259-4112. That's madlandscaping.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at www.877getlimo.com. That's www.877getlimo.com. And tell Mario that Dolly sent you. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the Strahl Team, REMAX of Naperville, serving the western suburbs for over 18 years and lifelong area residents. Contact Brian and Chris Strahl at thestrahlteam.com, or you can call them at 621-1131 if you're buying, selling, or looking to rent a home. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, napersettlement.org. Divine Beauty Luxe Spa, spray tanning, and light therapy. They are the sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. They are now located off of Route 59 on Macomb Drive, and the number to call for your any appointment you want to make is 630-585-7122. That's 585-7122, Divine Beauty Luxe Spa. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. Innovative Orthodontic Centers. The number to call for a free consultation is 630-848-6960. Naperville Alarm Company, NapervilleAlarm.com, is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. Systems takeovers or system takeovers welcome with monitoring starting at $19 per month. And the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit www.NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. That number to call, if you want to give them a call instead, is 630-885-7055. That's NapervilleAlarm.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in our community. The Naperville Park, the summer program guide just came out. If you haven't gotten yours, give them a call. We'll have, or you can pick one up at their Jackson Avenue location. Or check them out online at www.naperevilleparks.org. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Bercone's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They are small business that is family-owned and operated. If you've never tried their food before, you're in for a treat, let me tell you. Come visit Bercone's North for a comfortable dining experience. And you can also see the famous Prado Room, where they host many of their banquets. To call and order a pizza, you know, they have a deli special there, too. Do you know what that is? We'll give them a call and find out. The number to call is 630-717 9530. That's at their north location. And the south location, if you're on the south side of town, is 630-369-4922. And if you live outside of Naperville, give them a call. Maybe they'll deliver to you. If you live outside of the state, I don't know, Bill and Vilma, will you ship it frozen? Let's check it out. We'll find out. We'll get that answer for you next week. You can check out their website at braconis.com. That's braconis.com. And finally, the Naperville Trolley is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful tours, trolleys, I should say, for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Paul Harvey, good day.
Hello.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swing while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio. Thank you, Love and Money, for that song. The song you just heard was produced and written and sung by one of my favorite bands out here in Naperville, Love and Money. I got to get those guys back on the show because their schedule is posted, their summer schedule. We want y'all to come out to some of those Love and Money shows. It's a great time for sure. Well, I am Dolly McCarthy, your host. And this is the Dolly McCarthy Show that airs every Thursday morning on Blog Talk Radio from 9:30 until 10:30. We also air on 89.9 FM in Chicago. Hello to my listeners out there. And very soon, WCKG. And that time will be, both of those stations are going to be Friday afternoon drive time. So that's pretty cool. And then we got Slam Internet Radio. Hello to all my listeners on Slam Internet Radio. This is the good show where every week, you know, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news and good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I do welcome your calls. I'll try to take some calls today. We got a jam-packed show. The number to call is 347-945-7215. Lots of good guests today, and we'll get to all of them. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on internet radio and also on traditional radio. It's May. Can you believe this? Happy May, everybody. Finally, we've made it to May. And last night, I got to tell you, I noticed our singing so loud. It was 5-6 o'clock at night. And you know how the birds sing first thing in the morning in the summer and you wake up to the sound of the birds? Like, they're just going crazy, chatting up there in the trees. And they were doing that last night. And it was it was a good sound to hear. I got to say, I loved it. I loved hearing the birds. I love that it's spring and summer is about a month away. So that's all good news this week. It's time to sign up for those camps. Yeah, we're all making a mad dash to sign up for all those camps. Time to sign up for camps. If you haven't done so, it might be too late for some of you, but my kids are bugging me. Mom, sign up for Kids Cabaret. Sign up for Covenant Harbor Vacation Bible School. And then we went over to Naperville North the other night for the freshman jamboree. And, of course, my soon-to-be freshman is, her eyes are wide. There's all these great clubs. And, of course, they all have camp. Got another stack of papers with more camps to sign up for. But that's the thing. I mean, that's what kids do in the summer. I mean, I never, ever, ever have done a camp in my whole entire life. But that's what kids do these days. So I'm just glad they're only gone part of the summer, not the whole summer. But anyway, it's all good. We made some spring cupcakes last night. I can't tell you. I know you're feeling it like me. I think we're over the hump, but we've got to get rid of this rain, just a little bit too much rain. So all good news, except our Bulls got eliminated from the playoffs. So that was bad news this week. That's a bummer. But, hey, we got the Blackhawks. I think they're playing tomorrow night. What are you guys doing for the Blackhawks game? I usually go over to Crosstowns in Naperville. Maybe I'll try to get over there. They have great wings over there. They don't even advertise on my show, and I'm plugging them. It's okay. I know a good thing. When I know a good thing, I want to talk about it. And they do have good wings over there. What are you doing this spring and summer? What are your plans? What camps are your kids going to? You know, the Naperville Park District has a lot of camps still, and I think you can still sign up for that. We have as our first guest on the show today. Speaking of the Naperville Park District, the Director of Marketing and Communications, Samira Luthman, is now joining me on the show. We're going to talk about more camps for your kids to sign up for. Samira, hey, how are you doing, Samira? Are you there?
Good morning, Dolly.
Hey there. Good morning. Well, if you're listening to this show, it could be good afternoon, too, in some cases. So,
how about Happy May Day?
How are you doing? Thanks for being on the show. This is your
Thanks
first
for having
time,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, yes. I'm excited.
Awesome. So I just love the Naperville Park District. And we just got our summer program guide, and my kids are already marking the pages of what activities to do. It's like the Bible here. Who's got that guide? It's like that Sears catalog when we were kids.
Exactly.
Remember the Sears catalog would come and every page was marked, and I'm one of 14 kids, so there was it was such a mess by the end
of the
season.
A lot of marking going on.
That's how the Naperville Park District guide is. You guys are just
That's
an
awesome.
Amazing park district. How do you do it all? Really?
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Amazing.
You know, it's such a fun place to work, and there's always so much going on, and that's what makes it fun. That's why I've been here for 13 years, so it's a good time. Always something fun going on.
They won't
on.
Let you go either. You're pretty amazing school over there. I know you guys got
Thank
a
you.
Lot of things going on in May, and let's start with the summer camp. So registration is still going on for that?
Right, definitely. Registration's still going on. Believe it or not, we've been having registrations since the end of February when the camps guide came out along with the spring program guide. So it's been going on for a while, and the day camps are definitely the most popular, and those are filling up, although, you know, there's still spots available. We've got day camps for kids in grades 1 through 5 and then also 6 through 8. There's our Camp LOL and then our Camp F2F, and it's both are all-day camps. Lots of fun, field trips, swimming at Centennial Beach, tons of great things to do and kids to meet. So it would be a wonderful summer experience.
Absolutely. And speaking of the beach, we got to get our beach pass. I get one every year. If you haven't gotten your beach pass or if you're thinking about getting a beach pass, it is so worth it. Even if you go, sometimes I take the kids at like 3:30 in the afternoon when it kind of when the crowds go away and we just relax.
Right.
And you can hear the carillon bells ringing every half hour. It's a great experience. If you've never been to that Centennial Beach, it is so worth it. And that beach pass really pays for itself, that's for sure, at least in my family.
It does.
Anyway.
It does. Centennial Beach is such a unique place. It's very historic. There's nothing around like it. And I just want to remind, if you're a Naperville resident and you're listening, don't forget that the Early Bird Beach memberships are available through May 12th at 5 p.m. So if you want to save a little bit of money on your beach membership, get it before May 12th at 5.
Oh, fantastic. And how much is the Early Bird Beach Pass?
The early bird discount is, I think, about 20% off. We've got a number of different categories, so it's kind of hard to rattle off all the prices,
yeah.
but it's about a 20% savings at this point.
Yeah.
And you can definitely check it out. Check out more information at centennialbeach.org.
I am just adding that to my to-do list today. I might just see you later today. Okay, you have, can you believe it, folks? We're talking about fall 2014. We're already signing up for youth soccer. Is that still going on?
Yes,
district?
Actually, fall soccer registration, believe it or not, we're not even to summer yet, and we're talking about fall, but that's the way it works around here. We got to plan ahead. We started off with girls soccer registration and boys soccer registration. Took place on Tuesday and Wednesday. There's still openings available. We have, if you've got a little four-year-old who's pre-K, get them signed up. It's a great opportunity for them to learn the game of soccer. And we have kids playing all the way through high school. So we've got our NYS, Naperville Youth Soccer Recreational League. If your kids are into competitive soccer, we've got our Premier League. We've got all bases covered. So registration for all of those programs are going on right now.
Okay. Don't make the mistake I made and sign up in the fall or a fall. I only did it once in my life. You only have to do it once and you'll never forget because the
right?
look on your kids' faces when they don't get into the soccer.
Don't wait too long or it's
going to
be slim pickings.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, so, and then you've got Spring Fever Reliever, a big fun event coming up May 10th. Tell us about that.
We do. We're very excited. We have our first ever, and it could be only, depends on what happens next spring, but we've got our Spring Fever Reliever on Saturday, May 10th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And just a little quick background on this. Everybody knows what a horrible winter we had. We finally made it through. I think we're to spring finally. So we wanted to do something to celebrate that fact, get everybody, you know, off of their couches, outdoors, get engaged back in, you know, outside and all the fun things that are going on and, of course, all the fun things that the Naperville Park District has to offer. So that day, we've got a lot of free things going on. We're going to have kids' entertainment. We're going to have concerts, some program demonstrations, crafts and activities for kids, some nature activities. We're going to have free popcorn at the Riverwalk Eatery, half-price paddleboat rides and kayak rentals, inflatables, and so a lot of fun things going on Saturday, May 10th. It's going to be on the Riverwalk, so it's going to be outdoors. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for good weather. And it's going to take place between the Millennium Carillon and the Riverwalk Eatery, so pretty much that stretch of Riverwalk that's right there.
Mm-hmm. That big, and it's right near the Rotary Hill where
exactly. Basically,
the last
it's
in
Rotary
the
Hill. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Okay, and speaking of, you mentioned the kayaks. That's something new this year, too.
It is.
If you like kayaking like I do, the Park District is offering that now. Now, do you get to go down the river with the kayak, or is it just in the lagoon kind of area?
You don't. It's just in the quarry. It's in the same spot as
the
paddle boats. But they will peacefully coexist with the paddle boats, so that'll be something new this year.
It's okay. It's still a fantastic experience. It's so beautiful in there in the quarry area, not the lagoon.
Absolutely.
And kids' entertainment, that's another thing I love about the Park District. Every week, if you have little kids in Naperville, and you don't have much of a budget, there's always free stuff that the Park District offers, which I love. And every week you have a kids' entertainment stage performance or something. Do you still have that along
we
the river
do.
Walk, too?
Yes, we do, absolutely. Every summer we do offer a lot of free events, and you know we've got the Concerts in Your Park series on Sunday evenings. During the week, we have Children's Lunch Hour Entertainment, and actually it rotates between being held at the Riverwalk and then also being held at Frontier Park. But there's a lot of wonderful children's entertainers. It is all free, and I would suggest either looking at our summer program guide, which was just dropped on residents' doorsteps, or take a look at NapervilleParks.org, our website, for more information.
NapervilleParks.org. Fantastic.
That is the place.
Yeah. Come back on and tell us more about the great things that the Park District is offering. I love this Park District. Now, I'm not just saying this because I live in this town, but you guys do a phenomenal job in providing
Thank
such
you.
Great service. Entertainment to the community. You really do. And I know you're working on such a small budget over there. No, I'm kidding.
We do what we can. No, we love what we do. We're so passionate
really
about
well.
Working with the community. It's great.
You do. Fantastic. So, and looking forward to May 10th, getting over there for the Spring Fever Reliever. It's going to be good weather. It's going to be very good weather. Let's be positive on that.
All right, be positive.
Sure. All right, but thanks for being on the show and check back with us soon, okay? Keep us up to date.
I will do that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dolly. All right,
bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we got to move on a little bit here. We have Donna DeFalco from the Napier Settlement calling now. Donna, are you there?
Hi, Dolly.
Hey there. How are you?
Fine. We're looking forward to our summer season. We can't wait.
Yes, speaking of summer season, we were just talking to purchasers, and I just wanted to segue right into Napier Settlement and see what's going on over at the settlement this year. May is a very busy month. It's May already, everybody, and May is a busy month, not just for the purchaser, but over at Napier Settlement. And for those of you listening that don't live in Naperville, this is the kind of town that loves their visitors and it welcomes their visitors. There's plenty of parking, especially at Napier Settlement. Lots of cool things. You don't want to miss it. If you've never been to Civil War Days, Donna, I just have to mention that really quick. Get to Civil War Day. Put this on your calendar. Isn't that right, Donna? You've never been? You got to get to
You're absolutely right, Dolly. Civil War Days is my personal favorite event, and it's May 17th and 18th, so it's coming up in just a few weeks. We have a fantastic lineup. We have a lot of new presentations this year, and several of which focus on women's role in the Civil War. And we're having not only one, but two Mary Lincoln actors. And the first one, of course, is Donna Daniels as Mary Todd Lincoln, and she'll be there with her husband, Max Daniels, who portrays President Abraham Lincoln. And then we'll also have
Donna, let me just say, that guy, he looks like Lincoln. He's amazing.
He has that wonderful homespun personality that the kids just flock to him and the people just love him. He's such a wonderful person, and so is his wife, Donna. They're just a great couple, and we've had them here for, I'd say decades.
I think so. I think I've seen him at least, I've been here almost 20 years, and I've seen him the very first time I went to Civil War Days. I saw him, and I had to take a double take. I couldn't believe the striking resemblance, for sure. And even his mannerisms and the way he talks. So
He's amazing.
Yes, he is. So Civil War Days is May 17th through the 18th.
And it's from 10... It's from 10 to 4, and you can purchase tickets online, which is really nice. You can get the advance tickets and save $5. So,
and some people don't know this, but the Civil War Day has a reenactment. Isn't it about 2:30 every day you do this reenactment of between the North and the South, the battle?
It
right
is.
There on the ground.
At 2:30, bring your earplugs. So the cannons will roar.
That's for sure. It is really loud. See, if you have the ones, you're going to want to cover your ears, but it's kind of a cool experience to hear that noise. And when you live so close to the downtown and the Napier Settlement and you hear that, it's really cool. Can I tell you that's cool to hear gunshots? You know what's going on over there.
Definitely. But I want to tell you about a new program that we have, and it features our museum collection, the objects and artifacts that we collect. There's more than 53,000 objects and artifacts in our collection, and we've opened up our collections care and storage facility. It's on Fort Hill Drive in the Public Works facility, and we have something new called Flashback Fridays. And we have one this Friday, and it's May 2nd at 1 o'clock. And then we have one in June, August, September, and October. If you've never had a chance to go to the Collections Care Facility, it is absolutely outstanding.
You mean the public can actually go in to that facility on Fort Hill and see all these artifacts?
Definitely. And you'll see our carriages,
wow,
our large objects that we don't have room for here on the grounds yet, but they're there. And each week we'll have a different theme. So tomorrow's theme is archaeology. So people can see artifacts from the Napier Dig and also other digs that have been done around town. And then June 6th, which is one of my personal favorite, is weddings, because we have the chapel here. And then there'll be 19th and 20th century clothing and accessories. And then August 1st is furniture from Crailer Manufacturing Company, which is no longer in existence, but we still have a lot of the furniture from that major employer for many years in Naperville. And September will be the archives, and then October 3rd will be public safety and our firefighters collection. So it's a pretty exciting lineup and just a fun way for people to go behind the scenes at the museum.
Oh, wow. Tomorrow sounds really interesting because, you know, I've lived in Naperville 20 years, as I said, and I used to live in a house that was, it was one of the last dairy farms in Naperville, Wildflower. And when I was gardening, I dug up a cast iron toy train and a wrench and a little toy car. And on the back of the car, it has, it looks like a Superman figure. It's really cool looking. But these are things that I even dug up on my own in this town. I probably should donate them to you guys.
That's so exciting. And it's that feeling of discovery that I think people will experience when they come to the collections care facility. And also on May 3rd, we have Preserving Your Family Heirlooms. So, Dolly, you should bring those on Saturday and have them take a look at them because that would be really exciting.
Well, these don't belong to me. These are not my family heirlooms. They were in my backyard. So some Naperville family from, I would think, the turn of the century, maybe. Well, no, this was, I don't know. Well, the train, yeah. Some family has this, and I just think about this little boy sitting out there in the middle of the cornfield and playing with his car, maybe getting called in for supper, and he left his car in the mud, and then it rained, and then it just kind of fell into the ground, and then here I am so many years later. I dig this thing up. It's pretty cool. That's a really cool thing. So I would be really interested in the archaeological display tomorrow as well. But you guys also offer camps too. We've been talking about camps this morning so far. But I know the Naperville Settlement has camps. What are some of the camps that the kids are signing up for this year?
Well, Camp Naper is so exciting because the entire 12 acres is open to the children, and we also have experienced camp counselors too, many of whom are teachers. So they are just great with the kids. And we have something new this year. Last year we debuted the sampling of summer fun, and it was so much fun that we have more samplings this year. So we have another week of the one-day camps, and you can take them one at a time, or you can take them as a week-long camp. And there's fizzy, gooey, soaring science. And you thought Alka-Seltzer was just for an upset stomach? You'll find out differently in this camp. And then we were talking about archaeology. We have a dig it. So they get to dig up some of the artifacts that we have found in our various digs. So it's pretty exciting because it's very hands-on, and the kids get to kind of keep their skills up over the summer.
Oh, okay. And then I know in the past you guys have offered – oh, and I love this. You know, my kids, it's all about free stuff. Free ice cream on Sundays. You guys still having that? Free Sundays?
We are. That's part of our exciting June lineup. In June, it starts off with the overnight, the Stars and Stripes camp out, where you can camp out on our grounds overnight. So that's the 13th and the 14th, and if you had a lot of fun over that weekend, then come back for free ice cream on Father's Day, June 15th, which kicks off Settlement Sundays. And then in June, one of your favorite performers is going to be playing on Friday, June 20th for Naper Nights, and that's Michael McDermott.
Oh, my gosh. Michael McDermott is back at the Settlement. I love him. Love him. He's been on the show, too. Okay, put that on the calendar, everybody. You got to get to that, for sure, to that concert. And all those Naper Nights are just phenomenal. Who else do you have for Naper Nights? Didn't you have the Beatles cover band, too?
We do. On Friday, August 22nd, we have American English in honor of the Beatles' 50th anniversary of Taking America by Storm. So
oh my
they'll
goodness.
Be here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And
oh,
we have another exciting act on Friday, July 25th. It's Pink Floyd. And they're going to play the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety.
Wow.
So that's pretty exciting.
That's really exciting, too. Okay, and finally, we want to get this all in. And you know what, folks? We're throwing a lot of dates and a lot of activities your way, but they can go to Napier Settlement's website, and you can get all the information right on there. But this is just to get you, really, to get you excited, get ready for the summer, put these dates on the calendar, because before you know it, summer is in and out, and we're back to those winter months. And you want to definitely enjoy the summer at Napier Settlement. It's one of my favorite places to be. And finally, one more thing. July 11th, everybody better up, because Napier Settlement is going to historic Wrigley Field, one of my favorite places on this earth. And they're celebrating their 100-year anniversary, right? So you guys are going to a Cubs game?
That the best part about it is that you don't have to drive and park. You leave the driving to us. Just hop on the bus, and the seats are in the shade. You're going to get a Gale Sayers bobblehead doll, which is awesome. And you can just enjoy the first game of the July homestand when the Cubs take on the Atlanta Braves.
The Atlanta Braves, fantastic. Wow, lots of fun, exciting things happening over at the Summit, as always. And we're looking forward to, I'm looking forward to being around, hanging around the settlement a little bit more this year, because the Donna McCarthy Show is now a proud sponsor of the settlement. And you guys are a proud sponsor of Dolly McCarthy Show, right? So we have a great partnership going here. So we're going to see a lot more of each other, Donna.
We love you, Dolly. And I just want to mention, too, that Naperville residents receive free general admission. And come July, we'll be opening the Playscape, which is targeted towards kids ages 2 to 7 and their moms. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a great summer. And thank you so much for being a part of it.
Oh,
we appreciate it.
Donna, I got to back up. I forgot about that, the Playscape. Tell us about that. All these Naperville moms and moms in the area, bring your kids out to this. This is going to be fantastic. Donna, tell us about this Playscape, more about that.
I know you were talking to the Naperville Park District, and they have helped us fund the Playscape. And it's going to have the community's only splash pad, which is going to be so much fun for the kids. There's going to be a trading post and children's sense of imaginative play. It'll be a place for moms to meet and kids to meet and just have a great time in a nice, safe environment.
Oh, fantastic. And is that free to Naperville residents? But folks, you can also get a membership here, and that's something that you can get a family membership, and then you get into all the historic buildings, right, Donna, and the
events. Absolutely. Right. And Naperville residents, as I said, receive free general admission, but if you get a membership, a family membership, then your family can get into Civil War Days, the Naper Nights Concert Series, Oktoberfest, and All Hallows Eve. So it's a really great deal.
Oh, fantastic. Naper Settlement, we love you guys. Donna, we love you. Thanks so much for being on the show. Come back again and let us know about the rest of the events, and we'll remind everybody listening, too, of some more great dates and events going on over at Naper Settlement. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to be there for a lot of these events, so stay tuned and come and join us. It's going to be a blast. What a great
Thank you, Dolly.
Great time we're going to have this year at Naper Settlement. Thanks, Donna.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Okay, if you have a daughter, maybe you don't have a daughter, maybe you have a niece, maybe you have a sister, this is a new book. This is a new book out that I was fortunate to get a copy of. I went to an event for, it was an anti-bullying event, and I met this woman there, Amy Logan, and she's coming on the show in just a minute. Let me just say, if you have a daughter, niece, granddaughter, if you're a pregnant, soon-to-be mom, maybe it's going to be a girl, this is one of the books that you got to get. Every girl needs to read this book. Every mom needs to read this book to their daughters. I've got my superhero cape on, and I'm going to explain to you what that is, or Amy's going to explain to you what that is when she comes on. Amy Logan is the author and difference maker of A Girl with a Cape. That's the name of the book. It's a true story about the superhero
in all of us. Hey, Amy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dolly, how are you? Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. I love this book. Thank you for my copy.
Oh.
I met Amy at, like I said, it was an anti-bullying, what was the name of the event? My mind is...
It was...
what is
it
going on
bullying,
here with us this morning?
I know, it's crazy.
Bullying against bullying.
That's it. Put on by Peak.
Renee
Peak
D.
Peak for Kids.
Yes. Peak for Kids, Renee D. We love you. Forgive me, Renee.
We love you, Renee.
But yes, that's where we met Amy, and she was so sweet. I think I won this copy, and she signed it for me. So sweet. And I read it to my girls, and we just love it. And with the book, you get a scarf, and this is your superhero cape. So, Amy, let's first talk about the book and what it's about, and what inspired you to write this book?
Well, oh, my gosh, I was inspired by a lot of things, just watching the way people were treating each other and realizing that everybody is looking to feel important, whether you're 5 or 105, everybody wants to feel important. And I think what we lose sight of, because the media pounds it down our head, we have to be, unless we're good enough, we'll never be good enough, if that makes sense. So I started watching people, and I realized it's the little things that make the difference. It's, you know, somebody could give you a compliment, and that changes your whole attitude, which when you have a good attitude, that spreads. It's that whole pay it forward mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what brought the book about. And I figured, you know what, if there's a lot of adults walking around that aren't feeling so great, gosh, if I could get in and get kids to grow up realizing how amazing they are and how important they are to the world, then they're going to grow up to be adults that, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think of you because you already feel validated. You already feel
mm-hmm.
that you're needed.
Mm-hmm. And so the book is about a little girl.
Mm-hmm. The little girl, she takes her mom's leopard print scarf and ties it around her neck like a superhero cape and goes about her days looking for something huge to do to change the world, to make the world better, to make a difference. But in the meantime, while she's looking for something huge to do, she's kind. She says please. She says thank you. She holds the door open for people. But by the end of the week, she thinks that she's too small to make a difference. She thinks that her cape doesn't work. And she's angry, and she's crabby, and she's yelling at the cape. And that's when mom steps in and basically says, are you kidding me? Because of you, the world is so much better. Because of you, here's what's happened. And that's the basic storyline for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the book right now, and the illustrations are just so adorable. The pictures of her with her interaction with her little boyfriend and then the mailman and the dog and how she was kind to them and how it really, these illustrations are adorable. It's such a wonderful book. And like I said, if you have a girl or if you don't have a girl or you know someone who's a girl, grandchildren, even a girlfriend, this could really make an impact on them.
Yeah.
I just love your book. And it's a best-selling new children's book. It's called A Girl with a Cape. And Amy,
and Dolly,
phenomenal job with this book.
Thank you,
Dolly. And I love the scarf because I love the animal print on the scarf.
makes it a perfect gift for somebody, like you said, for a girlfriend who's going through a rough time. I've had women get it for their moms. It's a great Mother's Day present, telling your mom that she's your superhero. It really is. It's across the ages, across the board. It's a great book for anybody that you want to tell. You matter. You make the world a difference. So,
absolutely. And it's so important, as I've told my kids, it's more important to be nice than being important. You know, it's a lot of times people want, you see people all over the world trying to be important, do great things, big things. But if you go through life and you do all these little kindnesses, as the book points out, you really are making a huge difference in so many people's lives in such a small way. Like, and Michelle Lynn Gust, she's a contributor on the show weekly, and we talk about this almost every week, just little things,
mm-hmm.
smiling at the cashier, you know, stopping to sell a flower. It's these little things that you take for granted, and you just, if you do them, it really makes a big impact on your life, you know? As you said, changing the world one kind attitude at a time.
Right. And when I go into the schools, I do school assemblies, I talk with women's groups, and when I'm in the schools, I ask the kids, can you build a snowman with one snowflake? No. Can you fill a swimming pool with one drop of water? No. I always have one kid that yells out, yes, and I always tell him, don't ever invite me to go swimming at your house. But can you change the world with hundreds of nice things that you do every day? Absolutely. Absolutely.
When did when this book was complete, tell us about your journey, Amy, and going around, and I know you do book signings. What do the little girls say, what do the big girls say to you about this book?
It's very heartwarming, and it's very overwhelming because I get a lot of I needed to hear this today, or a lot of moms that are so grateful because their kids now feel powerful. They feel empowered. Little girls come up and hug me, and they say that they love me, and I feel like, well, I'm just a mom, and I'm local. I'm from the Joliet area, so it's been a lot of fun, but I'm so passionate about it because there's too many people that feel less than. And, you know, we weren't born for mediocrity. We were born to do amazing things, and we just need to believe that. So it's been a crazy journey. I wrote the book in 2012. We had it published in hand April of 2013. So we've just had it for just over a year. And it's been incredible. The emails, the messages that I get from people, it's overwhelming.
Oh, that's really great. That makes you feel good that you went about writing this book and then you're getting all this love in return and this great feedback. Are you going to work on another book? Do you have another book?
I am. Book number two. Yes, we've got three. It's a trilogy, if that's the right word for kids' books. But book number two, we're hoping to have out by this school year. So August or September, I'm working with a new artist. His name is Rich Green. He's fantastic. And it's A Girl with a Cape. This book currently ends on Thursday, so this new book will pick up on Friday.
Okay. Now, you're going to be doing a book signing pretty soon. So if you're interested in getting a copy of this book this weekend, Amy Logan will be signing a book, A Girl with a Cape. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Hidden Oaks Nature Center. It's through Bolingbrook Park District. It's off of Trout Farm Road this Saturday, May 3rd, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So bring the kids. Come get your copy. I'll sign it. We'll take pictures. There's going to be a lot of cool outdoor things for the kids, too, and it's a free event. So definitely come out. There will be a lot of vendors there. Tree climbing, face painting. A company will have wolves and raccoons and all sorts of cool things that you'll be able to see.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
Oh,
okay, May 3rd,
11 to 3, at the Hidden Oaks Nature Center. I will be at booth number 17.
Okay, is that in Bolingbrook, Illinois?
It is. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Amy, you also have, in addition to this book, you have launched a campaign, this CAPE campaign. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what that is?
CAPE campaign. CAPE stands for Create a Positive Environment. And I always tell people, gosh, did you know that that's why superheroes wear capes? Because CAPE stands for Create a Positive Environment. And they all say, no, I didn't know that. And I say, well, good, because I made that up to go along with the book. But when you read this book and you live this book out loud, you can't help but create a positive environment. And you become that superhero that you were intended to be. You know, and the funny thing is, growing up, I was never really into superheroes or comics or DC or Marvel or any of that, but it's such an easy thing to grasp. What do superheroes do? They make the world a better place. Do we have the power to do that? Absolutely. So the cape, which is a super stylish, super cute leopard print scarf that comes with the book, that's your empowerment. That's your superhero cape. And the cape campaign is just when you are living this message out loud, you are creating a positive environment. And on our website, .yourcape.com, if you click on CAPE campaign, you can print up a calendar that kids can keep track of a kind thing that they do every day for a month. Once they complete that, I tell them, email that to me. I will personally send them a card in the mail saying that they have made the world a better place. So it's just teaching anybody that reads this book or has anything to do with it that they matter, that they were born to be super.
Oh, well, you are super, Amy. Amy Logan, the author and difference maker of the book. It's called A Girl with a Cape. It's a bestseller now. It's a true story about the superhero in all of us. We all are superheroes, and I love my cape. When I put that cape on, I get goosebumps, Amy. Uh-huh.
I love it. It's very empowering, isn't it? It's awesome.
It is. It really is. And I love that you're a wife and a mom of two kids, and I love that you've got another book coming up. So please come back on the show. Stay in touch with us. And
absolutely.
Go out and see Amy May 3rd. That's this Saturday, folks, in Bolingbrook, 11 to 3. She'll be doing her book signings and get your own copy of your book right there. And they make great gifts. Thank you so much, Amy, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Love you, Dolly. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
That was Dr. Manal. You know, I go to her to get my Invisalign. But she's such a doll. She is such a doll, and she's doing an amazing job on my teeth. I didn't have much work to do, just some straightening in the front. And it happens, you know, as you get a little older. Okay, we won't go there. But your teeth start to shift a little. So I got a little Invisalign. It's I got 10 trays, so they're about 10 days each. And I did the Excellodent with it. It's one of those things where it's well, it's a device that goes in your mouth and it helps speed up the process too. So I should be done fairly quickly. I did some before and afters, and I'll be continuing to do that, and I'll be posting them on Facebook. But she is a doll. If you're thinking of getting braces for your kids, my kids go there too. It's a great great shop, great office, and she is a doll. I can't say enough good things about her. So glad to have her sponsoring the show as well. And as I said, I just can't say enough good things about her. Hey, Stars on Ice is this weekend. I'm taking my kids this weekend to see Stars on Ice. They are so psyched, let me tell you. They are so excited about this. There's going to be a lot of Olympians there that were in the Sochi Russian Games, this past winter games over there in Sochi. Meryl Davis and Charlie White, the ice dancing gold medal team, they'll be there. Ashley Wagner, she's the U.S. champion. She'll be there. Another U.S. champion, Gracie Gold, Jason Brown, Marissa Castelli, and Simon Snuffer. Hope I said his name right. Whoops. Anyway, it's the Stars on Ice 2014 tour at the Allstate Arena. What better place to see Stars on Ice? Allstate Arena. And you can get tickets at Ticketmaster or go to the Allstate Arena box office. We've talked about Naperville Park District, how great all the events that go on over there. Same with the Naper Settlement. You know, in DuPage County's Children's Museum is located in Naperville too, folks. Can you believe this? I just love to reel you into this town. I want to bring you all to this town. But I know where you're living is a great place to live too, I'm sure, but we just have so many great things going on here, including the DuPage Children's Museum, which is right in the heart of downtown Naperville. I'm so proud to be this year's honorary chair for their adults-only fun night out. It's a totally awesome 80s music, tubular trivia, silent auction items, rad raffles, and To the Max dancing event. This will be June 20th, Friday night, from 8 to 11. It's $75 a ticket. All the proceeds go to benefit the future of our children. So I am so proud to be serving as honorary chair. And as I said, there's going to be lots of 80s themed music, dancing trivia, and competitions. There'll be a silent auction and raffles. There'll be heavy appetizers, desserts, and beverages. And Bracconi's is providing some of the appetizers, too, one of my favorite Italian restaurants in town. They'll be there. There'll be photos. And you can feel free to dress up in your favorite 80s style. That'll be a blast. You know, get the fish, what is that, the hairspray, the Aquanet? Yeah, get that Aquanet hairspray and get your hair to stand up. Come with the 80s here. It's sure to be a good night. So I hope you can join me for that. Mother's Day is around the corner too, folks. Have you made plans for Mom? Mother's Day brunch is being offered at the Chicago Marriott Naperville. That's Sunday, May 11th. That's when Mother's Day is this year. And, of course, they have an amazing buffet over at the Chicago Marriott Naperville. For brunch, it's only $35 for adults, $10 for kids. Beat that. They have three different seatings, 10:30, 12:30, and 2:30. For reservations, call the Naperville, the Marriott Chicago Naperville. Actually, it's Chicago Marriott Naperville, my bad. For reservations, you can call 630-505-4900. That's 630-505-4900. Hey, come on out to the brunch. I hope I see you there. It'd be great to see you all there. And as we've talked about before, too, you know, the Naper Settlement is going to a Cubs game. Well, the Don McCarthy Show is going to a Cubs game, too. We hope you can join us. On Friday, May 16th, we are doing the third annual Walk to Wrigley, brought to you by Guerin Prep High School, formerly Mother Guerin, my alma mater, and they've merged now, Mother Guerin, Holy Cross, now it's Guerin Prep. So this all takes place on Friday, May 16th. We're going to see the Cubs-Brewers game at 1:20. It's perfect. Friday night, 1:20 game at Wrigley Field. How perfect is that? Tickets are still available. You can still join the walk to benefit Guerin Prep. The phone number to call is 708-437-30, or you can email tlily, that's T-L-I-L-L-Y, at GuerinPrep.org. And that, again, May 16th. Come and join us. Let's go to a Cubs game together. Can't think of any better way to spend a Friday afternoon than at Wrigley Field, celebrate the 100th year at Wrigley Field. All right, one more announcement. The 2014 Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Festival is going to be July 10th through the 12th. Guess what, folks? We had an interview with John Pardee. He is going to be singing. John Pardee is an amazing country singer. He'll be there on Saturday night, July 11th. And yours truly will get to introduce him. So excited about that. But we did have a great interview with John Pardee the other day, and we'll be airing that next week. We had it pre-recorded because of John's touring schedule and how early we do this show. So we wanted him to sleep in. We did a late afternoon interview. And let me tell you, this guy is great. You got to hear this interview. He's phenomenal, and he gives so much. And the music is fantastic. Let me just play one of his songs. Why don't I not have that queued up? Yeah, here we go. Here's a little bit of John Pardee right now for you. Wait, oops. Here it comes. You know how good I am with this board. You know. Okay. Woo, here we go. Stay with us. Adam Parks, coming up. Coming right up. Party. He's going to be on the show next week, so tune in to the Dolly McCarthy Show next week when John gives us, oh my goodness, the funniest publicist. Like, oh, he can only talk for 5 minutes. The guy would not stop talking. I had to cut him off. I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. I could have talked to him all night, but I had to go. But he was a great interview, and don't want to miss that next week. Okay, let's move on real quick. Adam Parks, First Command,
Financial Services. He's the financial consultant over. Here's a man who's got all the answers joining us this morning. Hey, Adam.
Hey, Dolly. How you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am good, other than this weather not breaking. Man, I'm ready for summer.
Yes, are we ready? Are we going to take a trip to Blarney Island again this summer?
Yeah, at least one or two, that's for sure.
We got to
pick that date. We got to pick that date and get that thing on the calendar.
Isn't it funny? I know you have kids. Have you signed your kids up for camp yet?
No,
not
yet.
Are you in the process of doing that? Are they too? You know, it's just what I was saying. What I was getting at is, it's just, you know, signing up for all these different things. Then you've got weddings. Then you've got family graduation parties. Next thing you know, it's halfway over. The summer is already halfway done, and it's only May.
Summer gets booked up that quick.
It does. It does. So, Adam, we're enjoying summer, don't forget about your wallets, folks. You know, First Command Financial Services, their mission is to reduce your debt, help you build your savings, protect your future, and pursue your goals. And Adam today is going to talk about estate planning. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, for those that are personal Facebook friends with me, they may have realized that we had lost a friend of ours at a pretty young age recently, and that was literally last weekend, and that was kind of impactful on, you know, on just the mortality thoughts of, you know, growing up and thinking, that, you know, are you protected? Is your family protected? And then just this week, I had a really great client of mine, a guy that I really care about. I think he's a terrific guy. He called me to let me know that, hey, it's like a bad news day, I'm sorry, but he called me to tell me that he's diagnosed with terminal cancer and he's not going to make it, and what should he do? And some of the things that I was talking about in some of the things that we talk about in our overall assessment is, are you protected from a legal standpoint? Do you have an estate plan? And just because you don't have, $1 million or a giant estate with, gates and guards and things like that, that does not mean that you shouldn't have an estate plan. Estate plan really is a few basic things. Number one, a will. Some people think, I don't have a lot of money. Maybe I don't need a will. Well, if something happens to your little kids, you have little kids, I have little kids. I mean, who's going to get them? I'm going to live forever. Well, what if the unfortunate happens? So minor children, so you got to have that legal will in place. Second thing is power of attorney. As far as the IRA, if you're at a husband and a wife and the husband gets in a car accident, the wife needs to access that cash in his IRA without a financial power of attorney, which is in the case of my client, he was saying, hey, I just want to let her have the ability to get in there and access that money if she needs it. Well, without a financial power of attorney, she can't do that. Not without a lot of additional wrangling and a lot of extra steps. It's really unnecessary if you just have that one piece of the puzzle taken care of, as well as making financial decisions. So that's the second thing that really goes into an estate plan. Third is the HIPAA. It's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which basically says that I can share my health insurance health records with, my wife can access that, my mom can access that. So who's going to be able to get access to that information? Because if you're incapacitated, you need to have that ability to share those records. Number four is the health directive, which is, it sounds bad to say, but who can pull the plug? I personally wouldn't give my wife that responsibility because there's no way she could do it, and she'd be questioning. Gina, there's no way she'd be able to do it. She'd be a neck. My dad, he's more of a business-minded guy. He'd say, "Hey, he's done. Pull the plug." And then
he's done. Pull it out.
Yeah, he's lived a great full life. He made it to 40. He's fine. But. So you got to have somebody who's willing to make that decision if need be. And if you don't have that in the case, that the hospital, their mandate is to keep you alive, and that could be indefinitely. So, do you want to live like that? I mean, these are not fun things to talk about or think about, but, when you think about what we do at First Command, financial planning is investment management, reviewing the investments and the goals, creating an investment plan for you. It's also cash management, like you said before, helping you with your budget, getting out of debt, doing those types of things, making smart moves in those directions. And then the risk management, whether it be insurance, life insurance, long-term care, and also the estate planning really, really enters into that. Then finally, the one thing is getting a trust. If somebody has a paid-off house or some assets, putting those assets into a trust can really be a benefit to the family. And in a lot of different cases, there's so many different reasons, but having a trust built where you have those assets in the trust for the protection is so key. And all of this, you know, sounds like this great big giant estate plan. It's not that difficult to do. I went to a seminar this week for Cassiopeia Nyberg in Naperville at the Chamber. They did a great job at presenting the estate plan. It's a flat fee. You know, you can go to them. You go to your if you have a friend that's an attorney. Bottom line is get this stuff done. My friend, you know, he was not really in the best condition, and this other client of mine right now, here he is in a terminal situation, and he has none of this set up so far. And every time I've asked him in other meetings, he's always been, yeah, I'll have my guy do it. Well, now he's really motivated to get this done. So,
well, even if you're not in
about.
A situation, absolutely, if you're as healthy as they come, this is something you still have to do because I went and took the kids to see God's Not Dead the other night, and perfectly healthy professors just walk in the street, looks both ways, everything looks good, starts walking, and bam, he was killed almost instantly. His ribs were crushed from the impact and filling up his lungs with blood. You could just go that quickly. We all know that. And it's not something you want to think about, but it's something you just got to do. Put it on the calendar. Make that call. And Adam, you guys do all that estate planning too. You don't have to go to an attorney.
We don't actually offer the legal advice. Oh. We have partners that we work with. But it is one of the things that we look at when we're looking at your overall financial plan. I mean, for example, my two daughters, if I die without an estate plan or without a will, they're going to get that money when they're, you know, 18, 21 years old, right? Do I want my 21-year-old daughter getting, you know, X amount of dollars? Hell no. You know, they're going to fund the rock band with their little boyfriend or whatever and burn right through it. So there's having a trust in place and a will outlining that kind of stuff is really so important.
All right. Great advice, Adam Parks with First Command Financial Services. And if you'd like to get a hold of Adam, tell us how they can get a hold of you.
Go to firstcommandnaperville.com or feel free to give us a call at 630-756-0193. Any friend of Dolly McCarthy calls in the show, we'll give you a free consultation, free analysis, work you up a financial plan. Doesn't cost you anything, no obligation, and we'd love to see you.
Fantastic. Okay, Adam, thanks so much. Have a good week. We'll see you next
week.
Thank
you, Dolly.
Right?
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Well, I think we have one more week before Mother's Day. I hope I see you next. Are you going to be on the show next week?
I think so.
Okay. It's either Adam or Dan. You know, those two, they juggle over there. We juggle
a lot of things over here.
Whoever's in town.
That sounds good.
All right,
yeah, I look forward to seeing you soon, Dolly. Thanks again.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, it's time now for one of my favorite parts of the show. We need some good inspiration today. There's lots of talk about how we should incorporate gratefulness into our lives. And Michelle and Gus is here today, and she's going to talk about what it is. And really, how do we make it a part of our daily routine? Michelle and Gus, this has been inspired by Michelle and Gus. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. So, let's talk about this. You want to talk about being grateful?
Because that's the way we should start our day. So this is a nice way to not only end the show, but everybody's also kind of starting their day. I mean, our days have started a little bit, but you're an hour ahead of me. But it's really important, especially that before we ask for anything, that we have to be thankful for what we have. Because what we don't realize is, and some people, this may sound really simple, and it is a really simple thing, but it's something that we get caught up in our lives, we get caught up in all the things that are going bad, and we forget all the things that are going good. And so we can feel a lot better, and we can feel much happier about our lives if we just take a few minutes to be reminded of what's good in our lives. And these can be really simple things. This doesn't have to be about anything huge. Just being grateful for the fact that the tulips are blooming in the front yard, and to be thankful for our health and the fact that we have the opportunities that we have, to be thankful for the people in our lives, whoever calls us or texts us or spends any time with us. And there's a million things we can be thankful for in any day, despite the difficult things that are happening or challenging things that are happening around us. So it's like a retraining of your brain. There's a couple things that you can do. And one thing that I've learned to do is to be thankful for anything that happens. And this is sometimes we get caught up and it's hard to do this, but I go back to, I learned this a long time ago from a friend of mine. I was in Norway visiting, and she got a really good parking spot. And she goes, you know, I always say thank you when I get a good parking spot. And it's true, you know, because the theory is that, you know, you say thank you, and then maybe people get another good parking spot. You know, good brings good and the energy. And so I always do that. When I get a good parking spot or I get a parking spot, because sometimes we're just glad to get one, I say thank you. And it's being thankful for the
fact. Yeah, or I shout hallelujah if you're downtown Naperville.
Exactly. And I have been with, you know, other people driving, and we've gotten good spots, and I absolutely get that. And I was there not too long ago. I remember we were at Lou Malnati's, and we got one right around the corner, and we were just so grateful. That's the moment. That's especially what I think about, is that parking lot right there. And, you know, when you get one close to where you're going. So, you know, that's one thing to do, that no matter what happens in your day, you stay thankful for it. Or like I said, you get a text or a phone call from someone, maybe someone you haven't talked to, or someone just says, hey, I'm thinking about you, or just wanted to say hi. Those kinds of things.
Yes,
you just have an interaction with someone.
Picture. Or how about when someone sends a picture of tulips in the front yard?
I know. And it would be helpful if that person was thankful for it, and she hasn't done it yet this morning.
No, it's okay. I'm teasing you. Nobody knows what I'm talking about here, but I have to say, I took these beautiful pictures of tulips in Michelle's garden. Michelle's garden when she lived in Naperville, and they bloomed today or yesterday. And I took these pictures for her, and I sent them to her because I was thinking of her. Little things like that. And you know what, Michelle, you and I talked about this. You and I are so busy, run, but you have inspired me to pause. And when I saw those tulips, I was racing out the door. I was late for an appointment. And I'm like, darn it, with the wind blowing, I better take a picture of these tulips and send them to Michelle because I know it means so much to her to see these. But you have
to
take that moment and just do it. And just do it.
Exactly.
Living the life.
And then to be thankful.
Sorry,
and then for me to be thankful for, which I just did. And I had it on my mind this morning. And it was, and just like you said, it's pausing to do it. And I kept thinking, I need to be thankful for the tulips, for the photo of the tulips. I just was.
But we don't want to stress you. I didn't want to stress you out either, but I just wanted you to see that. While you're sitting in your lovely pool in Albuquerque while we're freezing.
No, it's been
here.
Windy. We're like on our fifth day of wind. But as Dolly knows, I had a second death, a significant death in my life yesterday. And actually the tubes were very much appreciated because of that, because it's just, you know, in 6 weeks I've lost two very, very significant people in my life. And so that's what I thought of yesterday when I saw the photo.
Another thing we could do
this in the morning, or we could do this in the evening. There's actually different reasons for the time of day we do this. In the morning, we could make a list. And we don't have to, you know, some people need to write it down, especially if you're feeling really bad, you're really struggling, you really feel challenged by some things, then it may be a good idea to write it down, because as you start writing, you'll start to see how much you do have to be thankful for. And I know people who keep lists every day, and that's how they get through difficult times. I know, because I run a group for divorced women, separated women, and going through that, that's what they do, is they keep lists of what they're thankful for as they travel this road. And then you can actually reflect back on that. But another thing to do would be do that in the evening after the day is over, and that may be a way to decompress after a day for some people.
And so that's good advice. I like that.
You know, it really depends on what works for you, and there are many different ways to try it, or you can just do it when you're in the car and you're driving along, and it's so easy to start texting someone, as we shouldn't, when we're driving and look at our phones, but instead just take a moment to think, okay, what am I thankful for today? Oh, yeah, I'm thankful for the fact that I just got a green light and I can go forward, and
yeah.
Whether that person let me in. And those things can just, little things make us feel better.
That's for sure. And try not to let those little things bother you. It's all the small stuff that's important. The other day we were making cupcakes in the house, and I was so grateful that I didn't forget that they were in the oven. And I actually remembered. They were a little brown, but usually I'm burning things lately. I was so grateful that I didn't burn the cupcakes. We dang spring cupcakes with the blue frosting.
But, and
so
I, But I guess I get that too. And then, but then the more thankful we are, like I said, the more good things that happen. It's the drawing of that positive energy. And so my challenge to everybody today is to start today. And when something good happens, say thank you to yourself. Say thank you for whatever that is. And then just challenge yourself to remember to do that each time. And you really will start to see a difference in your perspective on life.
Yeah. You know, you just gave me an idea. If everybody would, who's listening right now, would put something on their Facebook page or text somebody something. Yesterday I went, or 2 days ago we went, and we took the kids to see that movie, God's Not Dead, and they encouraged people to text God's Not Dead to all their friends and family. And my kids actually did that. They were so cute. They even texted it to me again yesterday. But maybe text something to somebody and something positive, or post something on your Facebook wall. Let's start a little revolution, a movement, Michelle, shall we?
We probably need a hashtag with that, don't we?
Hashtag inspired by Michelle or the Dolly McCarthy Show. How about that?
There we go.
You got something better?
Or one big long hashtag. And it could even be, the hashtag could even be grateful today.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Let's do that. Okay, everybody post something on Facebook or on your Twitter, or send a text to a family member or friend, maybe even a friend that you know that's gone through something difficult recently. That would make a huge difference. So, well, fantastic. Okay, you guys, you can get inspired by Michelle, too. I just was on her website, inspiredbymichelle.com. Did you see my comments, Michelle? I loved her daily blog. And made little comments on there. I don't know if you saw those, but I enjoy reading your blog. It's a good blog.
Thank you.
So I encourage my listeners to read up on her blog, inspiredbymichelle.com. And she'll be back next week for another good inspiration segment. Thanks so much, Michelle, for being on the show.
Thank you, Dolly. Hashtag grateful
and again,
today.
Yes. All right.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And with that, now it's time to end the show on a good note. Stay positive and good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks so much for listening today. Thanks to all my good guests, Samira Luthman from the Naperville Park District, Donna DeFalco from Naperville Sentiment, Amy Logan, author of A Girl with a Cape. That was such a great time talking to her. Adam Parks from First Command Financial, and, of course, Michelle Lynn Gust, who is our contributor to our Good Inspiration segment. We hope we've inspired you with this show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And if you haven't done so already, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Facebook is just the Dolly McCarthy Show. And just, again, thanks again for listening. And we'll see you next week. John Party. Going to be on next week, country singer John Party on next week. Don't want to miss that. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice, a sugar is fine.